Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Last week, we aired an excerpt from our CEF Illinois conference where Sally Burke, the international president of Moms in Prayer, shared her passion for not only prayer, but also shared her passion to share the good news of the gospel with the children in the schools. We hope you enjoyed listening as Sally continues to share from personal experience the impact of the Good News Club coming to her local public school campus and reaching not only children, but also moms and teachers and even families for Christ.
I want to share with you, it not only impacted that school, I'm going to share with you some stories, but Good News impacted our valley for Christ. And just in our own school, we had many unbelieving teachers that would send their kids to Good News Club because it was modified day and they still had to work, and that was a great place for them to have their kids babysit. And one of those teachers knew me and asked if I'd watch her twin boys. And I said, yes, but I'm helping a Good News Club. Is it okay if they go? She goes, oh, yeah, a lot of teachers are sending their kids there. I hear it's really good. And so her twin boys went there, and they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so then she came to pick them up at my house, and she goes, well, how'd it go? And I go, well, they just received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Do you know what that means? She goes, no, tell me. And in my living room, she too received Jesus Christ as her Lord and her Savior. Troubled kids that were on those campuses, a lot of times we would get prayer requests to pray for them. And you know what we did as Moms in Prayer? We prayed for them. We prayed for their salvation. We prayed that they would have best friends. We prayed for whatever was going on in their home, and we prayed for them by name. But we'd always invite them. We'd have one of our kids invite them to Good News Club. And one of them was a fifth grade girl, and she just would get up in class and start walking and just talking to herself, and it was very disturbing to the class. Well, she came to the Good News Club, received Jesus. All of a sudden, she was sitting, behaving. God was transforming her. She brought other kids to the Good News Club, and it was astonishing to see what happened in this young woman. Many a times, I will still to this day get Mother's Day cards from these kids. And sometimes I get them when they're in college and they go, because you prayed for me, because I went to Good News Club, I know Jesus and this is what I'm doing in college. Continue to pray for me. A mom with two daughters, she allowed her kids to go to the Good News Club even though she was from the Mormon background. They went there. They received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And my funnest part is when these kids go to Good News Club, they are being enriched in the Word of God. They're being transformed. Their heart's desire is then to go to church. So I was at a church about this size, and I turned around to greet, and who was there but those two girls with big grins on their faces. They had received Jesus and started going to church. And I ran into their mom recently, and this is like 20 years later, and their mom goes, okay, I want to join a Moms in Prayer group. I get it now. I know Jesus. And it's just amazing to see one young lady, and you'll love this because, Pastor, you love sports. Her name is Kendall Craig. She's married now, so that's not her last name. But you may be familiar with her brother's name, and his name was Alan Craig, and he hit the home runs for the Cardinals to win World Series at one time. She was in our Good News Club, and we knew her parents didn't know Jesus and didn't want anything to know Jesus. And she was always like the best kid there, always listening. And she came to know Jesus at the Good News Club. And I would see her in middle school and high school. And she would tell me there was a bit of a struggle going on there. But the Word of God was taught so well in these Good News Clubs that she would just hunker in on the Word of God, even when the temptations would come. And she had other Good News friends in high school that they could be together. And I'm so happy here you guys are going to have a middle school Good News Club, because that is a tough age for them. Well, as she began to learn to pray, she prayed for her brother, who was a professional baseball player who had no need for God, right, in the world's terms. Well, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and now he goes to high school campuses sharing as a professional baseball player. He's retired now, what it means to walk with Christ. I mean, this is all just in one club that God is doing this. You think about, too, when these kids go to Good News Club, they're memorizing scripture, and they're then sharing it in their Good News Club, and they get rewards for doing it. At least ours does. Does yours still do that? So on these public school campuses, they're sitting in classrooms practicing God's word back and forth. And they're dancing and singing to the songs that you just saw on the playgrounds. They are impacting their campus for Christ. They're impacting the other children. You know, I really think on this elementary school campus, 14 out of 22 teachers came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think part of it, yes, we prayed for them. We never talk bad about any teacher. We always pray for them. But I also think Good News had a part to do with that, because they would always tell me those were the best kids in their class. And they would desire to send their children and their classmates to that. So it was amazing. Then as I became area coordinator in Temecula over many different schools, I would share what God was doing on our campus through Good News. Well, the other leaders became so righteously envious. They go, well, we want one on our campus. And I said, that's great. Pray for it. Ask God to give you a Good News Club on that campus. And God did. And we have 21 now. Throughout our valley, and thousands of kids every year are hearing the gospel, and now they are strengthened in their faith so they can go out and impact others for Christ. Revival and spiritual awakening is happening on public school campuses as we pray, as you guys share the word of God through Good News. You know, I think in Moms in Prayer, our mission is to impact children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. Our vision is that every school in the world is covered in prayer so that every child can be prayed for. This is our purpose. This is why we exist, and this is why this is a beautiful partnership with Good News Club. We pray that our children receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then stand boldly in their faith. Good News is sharing the gospel on the campus and helping our children and the children on the campus stand boldly for Christ. We pray for the teachers and the staff. And as we do that, as we pray that, I love to see the teachers and the principals wanting Good News on their school campuses. And you heard me pray. We pray that each one on that campus will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, whether it be a principal, a teacher, and Good News is helping us with that. We pray that our schools will be directed by biblical values and high moral standards. Now, you would think that's impossible, wouldn't you, right now in our culture? But it's not. Good News is on the campus teaching biblical values and high morals to the children. There's a mighty war going on for the lives of the children in the schools. So we must be about prayer. We must be about sharing the gospel. And you know, this afternoon, Katrina is amazing. You guys are so lucky to have her as your state coordinator. She blows my mind. She's strategic. We had almost 200 women that are committed to this partnership. So they're going to be praying for the schools throughout Illinois, and they're going to partner with Katrina. We have a Moms in Prayer liaison just for Good News, and she's here somewhere. And so, God, thank you. God is blessing this. But as we pray in Moms in Prayer for this, I get the opportunity to be at many of the state getaways that they have at the national level for Good News Clubs. And I got to tell you, the people who serve at Good News are very humble people, but powerful people, teaching and sharing the gospel with kids who have never heard it before. And it reminds me of Romans, in Romans 10, 8 through 15. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth, in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We see that through the Good News Clubs left and right. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. I think about that, the good news clubs that you have throughout Illinois. God is sending forth those beautiful feet to share the gospel. And tonight, you have the opportunity to partake in impacting children in schools for Christ. Just like they're doing, they're going forth, they're spreading it, they're volunteering their time. But today, you get to donate, you get to give on behalf of the children in schools. And as you do that, when you get to heaven, you're going to get to see the blessing of so many lives saved. I think about even if just one child is saved at a Good News Club, then they go share it with another who shares it with another who shares it with another. And you are impacting lives for Christ for all of eternity. You know, tonight I want to give you great hope because you see, at Moms in Prayer, I get to see what God's doing in this next generation. And I know you see on the news, you hear that this generation, they might as well give up. There's no hope. There's nothing. But God has handpicked this generation for this period of time. And God has great hope for them. So we must too. And as we are witnessing God bringing thousands of children, whether they're in elementary school, middle school, high school, or college, coming to know the Lord, I love what they're saying to us. And I want to read from this blog of this one man that we partner with, and he's impacting college campus where tens of thousands of them are coming to know Jesus Christ. I bet you don't hear that in the news, but we get to hear it and we get to see it. And this is what he says. There's a generation rising up that doesn't see boundaries and knows no limits. They're hungry for the things of God and ready to go bold, fearless, full of faith. They aren't after a name as much as the name, not after fame unless it's his. There's so much hope for tomorrow. Don't let anybody tell you elsewise. You know, and it's going to begin in elementary school. There's that 4-14 window when majority of people receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And you can begin the hope today in the lives of the children of Illinois. When we were in Cameroon, one of their leaders for Moms in Prayer said, don't ask God what type of Cameroon you're going to leave this next generation. Ask God, what type of generation are you going to leave Cameroon? And that's my question to you. What type of generation are you going to leave Illinois? What type of generation are we going to leave this world? Let me pray really quick. Father, I thank you so much for Katrina. I thank you so much for this church. I thank you so much for each person that you have brought here. Father, you know the needs of this ministry to grow and to impact every single school throughout Illinois. And so, Father, I pray that we, being your vessels, will pray, will give, will volunteer, will encourage one another until the day of Christ. You who began a good work will complete it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Proclaiming the good news of the gospel is what the ministry of Moms in Prayer and Child Advance and Fellowship is all about. Why? Because children need to hear the good news. Like Sally shared from Romans chapter 10, God's word says it best. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? How beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news. Thank you for your prayers and partnership for this ministry and for sending out the beautiful feet through our CEF staff and volunteers all across the state to proclaim the good news of the gospel to the children, the future generations. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.